Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, how many years of smoking cessation do you need to lower your risk or make your risk equal to that of those who never smoked? How many years do you need to go without smoking to make it so that your risk of cardiovascular death is comparable or equal to those individuals who have never smoked? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bill, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Today's question is, it's about smoking cessation. Smoking cessation and stopping smoking, making it so that your risk of cardiovascular death or early death is comparable to those individuals who have never smoked. This comes from a paper titled Association of Smoking Cessation and Cardiovascular Cancer and Respiratory Mortality. This was in January 2024 in JAMA Internal Medicine. Now, I have talked about smoking cessation on this podcast 1 million times before. Well, probably not a million because we're only at like, what, episode 267 or something like that. So not a million, but a lot. And what I truly believe about smoking cessation or just stopping smoking in general or just counseling your patients on smoking or stopping smoking is that if your patients smoke and you have a 15-minute appointment with them and you spend anything other than 13 minutes of that 15-minute appointment talking to them about the harms and risk of smoking, then you're doing that patient a disservice. It is such a high risk factor for death, cancer, mortality. I mean, if you're going to talk about their vitamin D level for more than 1 second, then you better be talking about stopping smoking for at least 5 minutes. If you're going to be talking about their cholesterol level for 2 minutes, you better spend at least 20 minutes talking about stopping smoking. The reason being is that so many things that we talk about don't really or very minimally affect the patient's either quality of life or death. Smoking is one of those things that, while it doesn't kill everyone and it doesn't have everyone progress to severe COPD, it certainly has an insanely high number needed to harm. There's a lot of things here, depending on if you include COPD, the severity of COPD, death, just cancer. If you combine all the composite endpoints here, the number needed to harm is truly probably one of the highest things that we have. And sometimes the argument for not stopping smoking or continuing to smoke is, well, I've already smoked this long, what's another year? What's another 2 years? Or I've already smoked this long, the damage is done for me, the patients will say. But this paper looked to see, how long do you need to stop smoking? How many years do you need to go where your risk becomes equal to those individuals who have never smoked? The authors in this study looked at almost 500,000 patients in a U.S. data bank. So this is just large observational data. And they were looking to see how long had the patient stopped smoking and the association between the time when the patient had stopped smoking and their ultimate death. During 11 years of follow-up, current smokers had 13 times higher risk of death than those individuals who had never smoked. But if you quit smoking, then the risk of death went down. The risk of dying improved with every year that passed. Former smokers who had quit less than 10 years before enrollment of the study had roughly a 50 to 60% excess risk of dying, and by 30 years, that risk had almost completely vanished. It had been eliminated. Poof, vamoose, gone. 30 years is a long time to get back to baseline, but the good news is that with every year that passes, with every minute that passes, with every second that passes where you are not smoking, you are getting better. Your risk of dying, your risk of cardiovascular disease, your risk of respiratory-related disease, your risk of cardiovascular events, and your risk of cancer are going down every single year. That risk just never gets back to baseline until approximately 30 years later. For me, the ultimate takeaway bottom line is, it is never, and I mean never, never, never too late to quit smoking. Although the risk or the excess risk for cardiovascular events and mortality doesn't return back to normal until around 30 years after complete smoking cessation. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest in questioning.